Big Macs and Beyond, Exploring the Impact on Stocks, Futures and Bonds, by Scott Brown, PhD. The Big Mac Index reflects broader economic principles around inflation and purchasing power that directly impact stock and futures markets. Published by The Economist since 1986, it compares the prices of McDonald's signature burgers across countries as an informal measure of purchasing power parity, PPP, between currencies. At its core, the index is built on the theory that exchange rates should equalize the cost of an identical basket of goods internationally. This connects to inflation. As prices and currencies fluctuate over time, inflation rises when a currency depreciates relative to the goods and services it can buy. The Big Mac's near universal availability and standardization makes it a useful proxy for overall consumer pricing. Tracking the index highlights discrepancies between currencies implied and actual exchange rates. Currencies overvalued per the Big Mac have greater purchasing power parity than currency exchanges indicate, while undervalued currencies have lower comparative purchasing power. As an internationally ubiquitous product, it reflects the inputs that drive broader inflation in a given economy: ingredient prices, labor costs, rent, advertising expenses. These forces directly shape corporations' fundamentals and impact share prices. Rising inflation and input costs pressure profit margins, lowering earnings potentials and typically stock valuations. However, the level of inflation that maximizes stock returns varies historically and across sectors. Additionally, attempts by central banks worldwide to curb rising consumer prices through interest rate hikes deliberately slow economic growth, with mixed impacts on equities. The futures market provides tools for investors to hedge risks and speculate on inflation's trajectory. Inflation-linked bond futures allow traders to bet on inflation-adjusted returns and offer information on real interest rates. Stock index futures track benchmarks responding to inflation and can protect against or take advantage of price declines. Commodity futures like agricultural goods reflect rising input costs facing firms. So while originally semi-humorous, the humble Big Mac Index encapsulates powerful monetary dynamics. Tracking its national fluctuations provides insights into inflation, currency valuations, and purchasing power shifts with profound implications for global equities, bonds, and futures. The costs of ingredients, labor, and real estate driving modest fast food pricing offer surprising utility for modeling broad economic trends, risks, and opportunities. Why is Lee, Massachusetts home to the most expensive Big Mac in America? A photo recently went viral on Reddit, showing a McDonald's menu with a Big Mac meal priced at $7.59, reportedly the highest in the nation. While fast food lovers gawked at the costly burger, it prompted questions about the reasons for vastly different franchise pricing across the country. McDonald's states that pricing is determined at the restaurant level by franchisees and can shift depending on location. The same goes for chains like Burger King and Dunkin'. Under Massachusetts law, businesses can set prices as they see fit, as long as they properly advertise the correct amounts. Franchise consultants point to an array of factors owners weigh when calculating costs. For pricing structure in a restaurant, you have basic food cost, cost of goods sold, which includes labor, said John Adams, who has held various roles assisting Domino's franchisees in New York. These are used to determine the price of a product that's being sold. Mr. Adams explains that food costs are typically marked up between 2.5 to 5 times for menu items. So while standards around ingredients and preparation exist for franchises, pricing tends to vary. He cites differences in regional expenses as the main reason the Big Mac, named after Massachusetts, sells for almost $8, far above the national average of $5.35. The pricing is directly related to the cost of the product that they're selling, Mr. Adams said. Leasing costs play the largest role in pricing. The adage in real estate applies to fast food too. Location dictates price. A roadside McDonald's off the Mass Pike in the rural town of Lee faces substantially lower overheads than city spots. So while the taste of a Big Mac might hold universal, its monetary value proves anything but. The Reddit post showcasing a $7.59 Big Mac meal can be seen as an attempt to exaggerate the extent of inflation, attributing a broader significance to a singular data point. By emphasizing the price and claiming it as the highest in the nation, the post implies a widespread issue, fostering the perception that inflation significantly impacts fast food prices. The use of the term viral further amplifies the post's reach, contributing to its credibility. However, the lack of contextual information, such as regional factors or franchisee decisions, undermines the post's validity. Ultimately, the consumer reactions fueled by emotional responses on social media may reinforce an exaggerated narrative about inflation, highlighting the importance of individual responsibility in critically evaluating and reasoning through news and information. The psychology of economic pessimism. Why good news falls on deaf ears. This attempt to stir outrage on social media taps into the persistent gap between public economic perceptions and reality. Despite clear evidence of moderating inflation, many citizens believe the economy remains dire. Nobel laureate Krugman argues this reveals how partisanship can outweigh facts in shaping sentiments. With unemployment nearing record lows, surveys showing negative views, particularly among Democrats, suggest partisan identity is driving opinions more than personal finances. Additionally, the heavy focus by the media on economic troubles, despite positive indicators, contributes to this disconnect. Ultimately, the notion that people's perceptions closely align with their actual economic experiences is challenged. Many seem unwilling to acknowledge moderating prices, clinging to inflation as a defining economic issue regardless of the data. In Krugman's view, this affliction of disinflation sits squarely at the intersection of partisan politics, media coverage, and the human tendency to emphasize the negative over the positive. The result is an unwarranted sense of pessimism impervious to genuinely encouraging developments.
Editor's note: as we wrap up this discussion on economic perceptions and the factors influencing them, I encourage you to dive even deeper into the world of economic analysis with Dr. Scott Brown. You can explore Dr. Brown's books and courses online at drscottbrown.com. Expand your knowledge and understanding by exploring Wealth by Design, available at Linktree Scott Brown PhD. Dr. Brown's expertise provides valuable insights that can empower you to navigate the complexities of the economy and make informed decisions.
Scott Brown PhD is a trader specializing in options. He graduated with his PhD from the University of South Carolina and holds an MBA from Thunderbird. Dr. Brown teaches finance at the University of Puerto Rico. You can find Dr. Brown on the web at scottbrownphd.com.